when the moon is high. The shadows dance, the evil will rise. The world between the living and the dead is dead. So now is the time to let the horror you know end.
Hello and welcome back to another exciting adventure in the Horror You Know podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Trent.
I'm Ian.
I'm also Ian.
And we've got a party going on.
Yeah.
We're not our party.
Well, okay, so we don't have a party going on. We're outside by a roaring fire. Well.
Oh, my God. I predicted, listen, they're starting to get louder as soon as we start recording.
Are they really?
Sounds like they're having a blast over there.
So those, Jiminy, don't I hear music crickets now?
Making a comeback?
So
we'll send Ian over and interview him in a minute.
That's fine. Which Ian?
Either one.
Both.
But they did get loud.
And they're starting to play music.
No way.
I called it.
So,
hey, this is another rousing chapter of Horror You Know Around the Campfire. So you're gonna encounter these hiccups. Well, nature sounds.
So the thing is, like, the nature sounds I expected. The fire I expected. But there is a little shindig going on next to us.
My neighbors like to party.
And it's Trent's neighbors, but the funny part is they were relatively quiet. Well said, the minute we start, they're going to get loud and start playing music. The moment I hit record, they started to get loud and play music.
That's right.
Playing Dwight Yoakam over there.
I've got the Shining. From nowhere. That didn't sound anything like Dwight Yoakam.
Another way to look at it is we're recording live in front of a studio-ish audience.
With the fucking crickets?
Yeah.
Hey, that neighbors. Way when we have awkward silence and pauses, we don't have to edit the cricket sounds in.
And an air conditioner. The jokes will be bad and just be bad for themselves. The crickets will do all the work for us.
Are those crickets? I know the chicadas are coming out soon.
Hey, though, we at least learned from our last Round the Campfire edition. We're not actually around the campfire this time. We're all at a table next to the campfire.
This already, like, I
so we can actually hear. We can actually hear each other speaking.
I thought your neighbors were coming over to exact revenge.
He's seeing shadowy figures already. Been on that drill, yo.
That's just Jenny from the block. Where are you going, Jenny?
My wife, she's sneaking up on people.
You texted who?
I just saw Trent's text asking to bring him a beer.
Oh, okay.
Now, winch.
Bring me a beer.
Bring me a chair.
Oh. Yeah, where's the chairs
it's
at?
Right there.
Oh, I thought you
meant. Did you point to? I thought he was pointing to that tiny bench over there.
There's one over there.
This is great content.
Great banter.
They're seeing us in our natural hearing us in our natural element.
Yeah. Paper rocks or nose goes for who's editing.
I'll take it.
Oh, wow.
All right.
This guy's a glutton for punishment.
I had a feeling it wasn't going to be me.
This guy's got the editing bug, so to speak. Ian's like our resident editor, pretty much.
No, that's a mosquito that I just got bit by.
There are hornets around here, too. I had to spray
what?
Some.
You sprayed the hornets?
Yeah,
I
went to plug in my... the extension cord into the outlet up there, and there was a little hornet's nest and some hornets, so I was like, "Goo!" Ran
that's
in and
terrifying.
Got my hornet killer.
Did I ever tell you?
I thought that was the bug killer for your body.
Why do you have it on your hip like that?
I hope you didn't spray it.
No, I didn't.
Jeez.
You know, that's wasp and hornet killer,
my friend.
You
think it's the off repellent?
I thought
you're
it was,
because
she was talking about it a while ago, and it was sitting there. I thought...
Thought about it, didn't you?
That's weird. I'm still getting bit up by mosquitoes. That's because that is
what kind of
off-brand
is this? This is
no,
really
that's
burning.
Just your skin
really
burning off.
Me.
That's Raid, sir.
You smell like kerosene.
You're dousing yourself in Raid. Don't get too close to the fire. So, on a serious
probably
note,
has some chemicals in it.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I walked into my bedroom?
Were there chemicals in there?
There might have been some chemicals in there. Did I ever tell you about the time I walked into my bedroom and there was a hornet on my floor in my bedroom?
A hornet.
Not a hornet.
Did you catch anything in it?
Yeah. Cut chlamydia.
She's just on my floor. How'd you get in here, whore? Sprayed her with Raid. That's not true. Anyway, I respect whores. JK.
So if you were going to catch a whore in a net in your house or outside your house, what would you bait the trap with?
Probably Starbucks gift cards. Crocs. And
what kind of whores are you with?
Chapstick.
It's like middle school
whores from the trailer park.
You can't put a title on whores, sir. Well,
it's true.
Technically, whores is a title, but you can't discriminate against whores.
I think I'd put out
by the
Newports
second, our female
locos.
Listenership is just going.
Yeah. Did you say Newports and Four Locos?
Newports and White Claws. Let me change that.
Oh, I was going to say, and you're making fun of me at the trailer park.
Yeah, White Claws is the new
thing. Brian tickets.
There's nothing wrong with the
I don't know.
Trailers.
And if they're old, they're still looking for Zima.
Oh, wow.
Wait, didn't that make a comeback for a little bit?
I know. It did.
Mad Dog 2020.
This is normal for us, but it's gone off the rails. Darren, why the fuck are we here tonight?
We have to have our 11 minutes of bullshit.
Well, we're talking about a little movie called Banshee Chapter. Did you guys watch it? Who watched it?
I did.
I had
we
it
all
on.
Did.
You're already giving us your what you think of it by your answer. I
you do
tell.
That.
Did
every
I
time,
do that?
Every single
I wasn't trying.
Time. Yeah, a dead giveaway.
Anytime you hate something, you're like, yeah.
Or if you liked it, we're like, has anybody watched the movie? You go, yeah. And that's when we know you loved it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even when it's mediocre, like Night Swim.
Yeah.
We're bad.
Okay.
Christopher Walken? Is that you? That was from last episode.
Was that Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
Trent, I need you to watch Night Swim to see if the podcast is split or not on this.
You know, it looked interesting when I first saw the preview, and then I heard all the bad things, and then I just kind of... I'll give it a try.
Well,
it's got the shit monster from Dog Man.
Means and Torrance have the stance that it was a horrible movie. I have the stance that it was not great, but it was worth at least watching one time.
I like me some Wyatt Russell. Maybe he's enough to get me
no,
through it.
No, and I love Wyatt Russell, and there's nothing wrong with Wyatt. Well, there's a few things toward the end of Wyatt Russell. I'm like, come on, son. Come on, son.
Come on.
And I bet even Kurt Russell was like, come on, son.
It's like they took other bad movies or mediocre movies and smash them together into one movie.
It was probably like a bunch of scripts they didn't know what to do with, so they just combined them.
Hear me out. It is like the remake with Ryan Reynolds of Amityville Horror
okay.
and scenes.
Yeah.
It's got fair. The It vibe when she looks in the drain.
Yeah.
It's got the Signs vibe when he's like picking up the bat. I'm thinking, oh, he's gonna hit a home run with the dude's head, you know that kind of
then
thing.
Then he hits the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's, I mean, it has a lot of that. And then it had like the let me in pool scene where she's underwater a little bit.
I got a little bit of like the Smile vibe.
Smile
a little bit.
A little bit.
The problem is it's a smorgasbord of movies, and that could be okay. But I don't think it fit in this one. I know we're not here to talk about Night Swim, but we're going to talk about
review.
Night Swim. But here's the thing. I saw single-handedly the worst game of Marco fucking Polo I've ever seen in my life. Like, why are you still in the pool? You're like, fish out of water. Open your goddamn eyes then. Why are you still playing the game?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're dedicated.
Get out of the pool.
You know, all I got to say
and then the, and then the,
you
and
got
then
a teenage
this...
boy and a teenage girl in a pool. They're not going to be playing Marco Polo.
No.
Let's just get real.
And then, like, I'm sorry, Trent, not to ruin it for you, but the movie's already terrible. But she stays in the pool, and then this fucking shit monster from Dogwood pops up behind her. And all of a sudden, the boy just reappears, and he's just like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, where were you the entire time? Were you just hanging out in the corner?
He was taking a shit. The plumbing connects to the pool.
Yes.
I will
There's actually a shit monster movie, just so you know, in case people want to go watch it. It's called Monstered, and it was better than this.
I'll give you all that about Night Swim. Like, there was a lot of ridiculous shit like that in it. There's one particular scene where I think it was the boy who thought he saw his mother while he was, like, diving. And then he comes up and nobody's there. And then he's just like, whatever, go back to swimming.
Well,
I'm like, nope, I would have been out of the pool at that point because some shit's going on.
So not only that, but when he went over to the drain and the little girl was like, yeah, man, I'm trapped in here. And he's like, we got to get her out. And I'm like, it's in the fucking drain.
Yeah.
What do you think is in there?
True.
Yeah.
I would tell you this, since we'll never review this movie on here. It was better. No, I don't know. I put it on the same level as I watched Tarot recently. And about 5 minutes into Tarot, I was watching it with Derek. And Derek and I looked at each other. No bullshit. No communication. We looked at each other at the same time and said the same thing. I can't wait for these kids to fucking die.
Dang.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to look at each other and say, why are you giving me a handy?
I would never ask.
And then
I would accept it. Hi, Jensen. You came in on the perfect part.
Hey, speaking of...
Are you giving him a handy?
Killing children.
You know that's... Wait, what? Okay.
You just said you couldn't wait for those kids to die.
Okay. Well, they were teenagers.
You said
well,
they
were teenagers.
Yeah, I just want to say...
His favorite subject.
To piggyback off that, first of all, happy Star Wars Day. Second of all, after that comment, I don't want to hear no more about my Sith love.
Those were small children. These are
syphilis.
Sith.
These were okay. So I say kids. Sith these were college kids. They were in their 20s.
Oh, okay.
My jokes are lame. That's all right.
Hey, wait till Wilson started.
He brought his own crickets tonight.
Wow.
I brought
a box of crickets just so I don't feel lonely.
He brought chili and crickets. What a guy.
They stopped doing it, though, when she sat there. I like it.
Do you eat the cricket whisperer over there?
She's the cricket whisperer. She sat close to him. They stopped. I know. They stopped when you sat down.
They did stop when you came out here.
Trent, your wife doesn't even want to sit by you. The viewers want to know what's up with us.
Let's go backwards on this. Let's go backwards on this episode since we're doing everything outside. Let's talk about the movie first.
Wait a minute.
We haven't done that in a while.
Let's do that.
The Banshee chapter.
So the movie we're talking about.
Hold on. What are you trying to say?
So I was just going to say, he feels like he probably knows how everybody feels about it. So since he picked this movie.
No, I just said you. They don't tip their hands.
Not everybody, just you.
Really?
You're the only one that tips your hand.
Can't read my.
Poker face.
Well, still, you picked this movie. I'd like to know what you thought about it first.
I like this movie.
Really?
I really like this movie.
And again, there's his tell.
I like this movie. I thought it was intriguing. I thought it had decent jump scares for jump scares, because I'm not into jump scares, but it had decent ones. I thought the creature design, although you only see it just a little.
Is that a banshee over there?
Banshee. Although you don't see the creature more than the one or two times where it's just like
just a claw.
Messed up. Yeah. I thought the creature design was all right. But, I mean, the scary part about it was the buildup, I thought, the tension. And then they would do something, and then it would go down, and then it just kept on building. So I felt like it was very like a Hitchcock type, you know, build, then hit something, then build, then hit something, and it just kept on going through the whole movie like that. And some of the jump scares you didn't expect at all, like the one where she was driving and Ted Levine was in the back of the car.
Oh! He woke up.
When his eyes were all messed up.
Remember that part? That was creepy.
Yeah, so like the little scenes to where the... Either the drug, we don't know for sure yet, we'll discuss that, but either the drug or the actual creatures from the other dimension was actually affecting him, you know? I thought that shit was creepy. Like, them just not expecting and just saying the weird stuff, like, they're out there and they're wanting to wear us like a suit. They're wanting to wear us.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I thought that was creepy as hell. So, but I already knew stuff about this stuff before I watched that movie, like some of the theories behind why they wrote this. So, I found this movie on a 4chan board.
On a what?
4chan, which is like Reddit, but for really weird weirdos.
He's outing himself. I've discovered movies like this, so that's...
So, like, Reddit, it's kind of like Reddit, but 4chan has, like, a lot of conspiracy theories.
You saying 4chans or 4chan? Like
C-H-A-N.
4chan.
4chan. 4 channels.
This is for... Oh, I thought you meant, like, Chan. For Jackie Chan.
Like Jackie Chan, yeah.
So, did you watch this movie because you knew you wanted to do this episode, or had you already seen it?
Well, we kind of... And that's something we talked about before. We kind of talked about MK Ultra on this show already before when we were doing Jacob's Ladder. I went briefly over it, but this movie goes more into it, like what they actually did. And then it mixes that with a H.P. Lovecraft story, which we'll talk about. But, yeah, that's kind of the reason. I mean, I think if you would have known, like, it's kind of confusing. It's a confusing movie. It's kind of weird. Understandable that you wouldn't like it on the first viewing. But maybe after we go over it, you'll give it a second look.
I said we have Trent, Wells, and me. We go around.
Me next?
Please.
I thought it was... that was fine. I thought...
It's fine. You hear that? Fine. Is that a rating?
Fine.
I should get my rating.
He said, get my rating. Fine.
6.5 to 7.
Well, hold on. What did he really say?
Wow.
Said?
I don't know. He didn't like it.
Called you out.
Yeah, he said, it was fine.
It was fine. I mean, you know... I think the story and the research and everything behind it would probably be more interesting. The movie was all right, though. I'm not a huge fan of found footage movies, which I know this movie wasn't 100% found footage, but a lot of it was kind of done that way. And I didn't think I thought it was like all jump scares. Like you would just like, you almost knew it was coming. Every time they'd stare out in the dark for longer than 3 seconds, you knew there'd be like a loud scream and loud music cue. It's just, you know. And I don't know. It was a little slow and hard to follow at times. But so, no, I wasn't the biggest fan of it. But, I didn't hate it. It was just okay. I would give it probably a 5.5.
Means, what did you give it? Did you give it a rating?
6.5.
6.5, 5.5. 6.5, 5.5. I pointed up at the mic. Wells?
I think I'm right there with Trent. I don't know. It kind of felt like a chore to get through, but it did have some redeemable qualities about it. I agree, it had some decent jump scares in it. I like that it wasn't fully a found footage movie. It was kind of part found footage, part kind of felt like a documentary a little bit at times too. So yeah. I like that about it. You definitely got to.
No, you're fine. He was just, Trent was distracting you by fanning the fire.
Yeah, he was.
I wasn't fanning you, Wells. I'm sorry.
Wells is fanning us each week.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy to think that something like this in this movie was actually inspired by something the government was actually doing at one point. So definitely interested to hear more about this story. But overall, I guess the movie was just not great.
It was hard for you to watch, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're giving it a 5.5 like Trent did, or?
No, I'm going to give it a, I'll give it a 5.
Too long of a buildup, you think, for each scene?
I think so. And
like pacing?
Yeah.
Or not enough happened?
Not really enough payoff for all that buildup either. But I don't know. I guess the creature was all right. Some of it was a little creepy, like you said, the car scene, and then I liked the scene towards the end when her and what was his name? The older guy?
Ted Levine?
Was that him? Was it Ted?
Yeah, he was Buffalo Bill.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I liked the scene when they were in the facility. I thought all that was pretty creepy.
Yeah, that was basically the climax of the movie.
Yeah, especially when she looked in that hole and that face was looking back at her.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
So. And then being in the facility and like chasing her around almost.
Oh yeah, and like
where she's at,
trying to plead with it to come back, and
yeah.
Then you find out who the creature really is.
So we got a recap: 6.5, Darren.
6.5, 5.5,
5.5, Trent. Mm-hmm. 5, Wells.
Yeah.
You gonna go 4.5?
Is it my turn? Down. Jensen, did you watch the movie?
I did not.
What are you gonna give it?
A 1.
She's gonna give it a 1. She didn't watch it.
I did want to add that, like, I don't know if it happened for you all, but a bad omen for me with this movie was when I went to go first look for it, the first thing that popped up was the Barons. Darren's Barons.
On Tubi?
Yeah.
It must be because you were looking that up last time. It just caught your typing.
Yeah. It's his number one watch movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to watch again? Question mark.
All right.
But no, it wasn't nearly as bad as the Barons.
Me? Did I get to rate this movie now?
You.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. I think you guys are going to be shocked about what I say about this movie.
Will I be shocked?
We're standing in anticipation.
I liked it.
What?
While we're sitting.
I liked it.
No.
I swear.
He's lying.
I swear to God,
I got a phone call earlier that said different.
I was 10 minutes into it, and I asked if it got better, and I thought it got better. I thought it started off very poorly. I thought this was going to be another one of those C movies straight to DVD under the table.
You're throwing a lot of letters at us, man.
wait, DVD? There's two letters in DVD and C.
CBD,
that's,
DVD.
That's three letters.
HPV.
That's not even a quarter of the alphabet.
MK Ultra HP Lovecraft.
I didn't say any
HPV on his lips.
So, I thought overall, it had a slow build up. I did not like the found footage aspect of it at the beginning. I did about 10 minutes in. I called Wells, and I was like, "Hey, did we already talk about MK Ultra on here? Does this take a turn? Should I finish this thing? Like, should I bring it up?" And I brought it up to Trent, and Wells says it doesn't get better. And I disagree. I thought it was bad at first, and it grew on me. I will say this. I think the reason is, I think Ted Levine, and I don't Tara something, I don't remember the main actress's name. So they're predominantly leading this cast, and I thought that they picked two great people to lead this. I thought they did fantastic. I thought their acting was great. I think they carried the movie. And I mean, it was mainly those two. I like the aspect of her like pretending to be somebody else and like slipping into kind of a more American voice, and Ted Levine knowing she was full of shit and then saying like, I didn't put the drug in there. Because I thought that the whole time. I was like, I'm sorry, if I'm standing 2 foot away, I'm going to hear you dumping that shit in the trash can. So I'm glad he caught on to the trash can. Really, a plane right now? Why?
So what you're telling us is you support the drugging of women.
They're talking about MK Ultra. Send a plane out there now.
Did I support the drugging of women? He never drugged her.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He said he did, but
he
didn't.
Put it in the bourbon, didn't
he? No, he said later, he said, I lied to you because you lied to me, and I wanted you to know how it felt to be lied to.
Ah, well, stop watching it.
No, unfortunately, I did not stop watching it. I just explained the whole ending to you.
Hold on. Let me wait for the fucking plane from King Kong to go by. So, no, my point is, I thought that whole twist was cool. I thought Ted Levine's acting was perfect. The means you brought up, his eyes rolling in the back of the car there.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that they had the walkie-talkies and they were like communicating back and forth when she was in the bunker. I liked the subtle clues of her looking at the map and seeing the bunker, and then they were showing other bunkers on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't bring that up at all. You just got to kind of be paying attention. And then toward the end of the movie when she thinks like she's like destroyed that facility, so it must be over. And it's just like, well, if you remember correctly, there were other bunkers, right? I mean, you caught that. Did you guys catch the map?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that was some weird It Follows type shit.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Where you just had to like touch somebody and it transferred to them. It was like an STD.
Yeah, and I'll give you that. But at the same time, like, I thought that was a nice little twist to find out that at the end. Okay, listen, this movie is not perfect, and I'm not saying it's great.
I overall
will give it a 6. Okay. Because it took a movie that I thought was going to be awful, and then 15 to 20 minutes into it, like, I just did not care. And then when she started to call Ted Levine on the phone, he's like, have you read my new book? It's called Go Fuck Yourself, and he hung up.
Oh, yeah. I love that part.
Ted is
that
good.
Was,
he's getting it.
He's good.
That's what?
It was that Blackburn guy.
Yeah. He was the author. That's Ted Levine.
Oh, okay.
He's great in a favorite show of mine, Monk.
I think he's good in just about anything I've ever seen him.
Agreed.
In.
Candy Cane. He's Rusty Nail, but Candy Cane. Where you going, Jenny?
So, in my defense, I had that same feeling that you had in the first 15 minutes. That's why I said it doesn't really get better, because I didn't feel like it got a whole lot better, but I didn't feel like it got worse either.
I felt like it got better. Within the first 10 minutes, I wasn't intrigued. I thought it was kind of silly.
This is a weird podcast right now, because this is the first time I think me and you have actually almost agreed on every point.
Because
when I first watched it, the first 10 to 15 minutes was just the found footage of the guy. Yep. And then it kind of explained she's going to be looking for that guy, which makes sense because she was kind of in love with the dude that she went to school with and everything. So I thought,
sense.
You know, that's kind of a cool opening now that I look back at it, but it started off bad.
And the low-budget camera work of it looking like the whole thing was found footage, but they didn't give you, like, it wasn't a shaky cam found footage style, I thought that was really cool. I know that Ted Levine was one of the first people that signed on for this, and I know they had 28 days to shoot this movie on a very low budget.
Yeah.
So I think if you consider all of that,
it's a very low budget
movie. I think it's not bad.
Did you guys know that Christopher Nolan was supposed to be tied to this movie? What, he decided to make Interstellar instead?
It's probably where their budget went when Chris walked out.
Probably.
I take the money with me, baby. I don't know why he sounds like
why
that.
Why don't we try and get Ted Levine for a movie?
It'd be expensive.
What was the budget for this movie?
$28,000? I made that up.
I was going to say, was it really?
That was all to him,
millions,
too.
I'm sure, but... No,
you think that movie was in the millions?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? Okay.
Like, his salary alone would probably be $100,000.
True.
Ted Levine.
True.
Maybe he'd do it for a favor. Just do us a favor.
I bet it'd be over a million. Close to. I'm just guessing.
Our crack team
anyway,
is looking it
okay,
up.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back to the storyline. What do you think the creatures or monsters were?
Okay, you know what means? I'm sorry. I found out the budget pretty quickly. $950,000. I'm going to round that up to a million.
Oh, wow. I would not have guessed it was even. I thought maybe like a quarter million at most.
I mean, that's. A quarter million is a very low budget film.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty low.
Because, like you said, you got to think the actors alone are drawing in most of them.
Two or three actors right there are getting 150.
Because she's actually in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That the main dude, her friend from the beginning of the movie, he's in a lot of stuff too.
Is he? I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, he plays in a lot of TV shows, a lot of comedy stuff.
Okay.
So what do you guys think the monsters were? Let's just kind of break down the story a little bit.
He was on True Blood for one.
I never watched.
Sorry.
I never know you're fine. I never watched True Blood. It's going to be like I've seen bits and pieces of it. You know what I got from this? Like when they explain the big reveal is it's not a drug. It's actually it enhances a part of your brain that opens a
pineal
channel,
gland.
And it's a signal, the pineal gland. Yes. And is that actually that's from the Lovecraft story? Okay. We'll get into that in a minute. I don't want to bury the lead here. My my thing on this, that cricket got really loud next to me.
He's agreeing with you.
Yeah. I've already forgotten what my point was. I had a really good point. Oh, it reminded me of The Mist, them opening like.
Yep. Which is another Lovecraft.
Okay.
Story.
Okay.
Based story. A lot of people when they watch it, they think they're just like these alien monsters, right? But they're actually not.
These skinwalkers.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they are?
To me, the movie
Did
was
think
like
they were aliens?
No. To me, the whole movie was like if you were what I imagine a whole bad acid trip would have been like. Take this liquid stuff that's acid. You start hearing all this weird stuff, this strange music, these voices. You start seeing shadows.
So you know, guys know I secretly put DMT in your guys' drinks tonight, so you're gonna be tripping.
I think it's already happening.
I'm tripping balls right now.
Actually, that works out perfect because I've always wanted to wear Trent's skin.
Nice.
You never asked, man. Nice. You just got to ask.
May I wear your skin? I feel like if I wore your skin, it'd be really tight. But if you wore mine, you would look like Edgar from Men in Black. Trent, your skin's hanging off.
Just pull it back.
Is that better?
Trent, what do you think they are?
Well, if we're talking Lovecraft, maybe something interdimensional.
Possibly,
something
yeah.
from another plane. I mean, that's
kind of what he said.
That's
you know?
What I was saying, yeah. I agree.
Something that has crossed over to
our
plane.
I mean, the whole story is like very vague, especially the ending where she realizes it's still going on. But it's like the director and writer, I watched the extras last night just mm-hmm. to kind of look at the extras and see what they said about it.
Yeah.
And they said they wanted to leave it vague. They actually said, we're leaving it up to you to decide if she was really drugged or not. Because even though he said that, that doesn't mean she wasn't drugged to have her mind open up for them to tap in.
I don't think she was drugged. I think what Wells said was true. I think that it was by touch. I think that they explained that it was by touch. And he definitely touched her several times, like in the bar. Like he was being kind of flirty. Oh, you should come over tonight. And I think that's how it kind of all started. Did you guys like that twist?
She touched that girl, too.
And then she touched the lady at the end, yeah.
But the girl in the cabin, too, I'm pretty sure she touched her.
But what I'm saying is directly what the director said. He said nothing about touch. He said it was about the experimentation of the drug. The total movie could have been just her hallucination, even the ending
scene. I realize you said that, but I feel like they even said in the movie it was by touch. So I feel like he contradicted his own movie. Well, the movie that was written.
Yeah.
I don't think she was ever drugged. I believe him. I believe, not the director, I believe Ted Levine. I do not believe that she was drugged. I think he was just trying to get her back.
Do you know who the Ted Levine character is based on?
No. Who?
So I thought you... It's based on a real character. You remember the Johnny Depp movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
I got that vibe. I thought when they brought up the author thing, I thought that's who it was.
Yes, that's actually the...
that was you at Halloween last year.
Yeah.
What's his name?
That was the actual guy.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson. Gonzo.
I almost said C. Thomas Howell.
C. Thomas Howell.
That's not right.
Wolverines! That's C. Thomas Howell, right?
See all these letters. I'm confused. I knew there was a letter in it.
He was in Red Dawn, wasn't he?
Yes.
Thomas Howell. Okay.
Wolverines.
Wolverines.
So, yeah, he was based on that character. So, I mean, they brought in a lot of references to make them... I mean, this is a low-budget movie, but to me it didn't feel too low-budget. Obviously, the two of us, it didn't feel low-budget.
Smoke just attacked her face.
You
just
pelted
me in the face with this.
I didn't.
Is that what it was?
I threw the fan to her. I wanted to fan the flames.
It's
what they tell me. It's what they tell me.
Trent, now that Jensen's here, can she confirm that you like pegging?
Oh, wow. We're going back to that.
She's smirking.
I like it.
She's smirking. You did throw your wood at her.
I might.
Do you want her to throw some wood back at you?
No. Not pagan. Or pagan.
Pagan. Or you know after dark.
The crickets are trying to get in on this, too.
So I guess we all know what we think of the movie. Let's go into the stories behind it.
See, there's a lot of text on
the
this
reason
phone.
That the reason I don't think he drugged her is because he took the drug and then he also drank the alcohol.
Yeah.
So I don't think he would have double drugged himself.
Double dose. Well, it's funny you say that. Like, wait till you hear, like, the actual dosage. Because that drug that it was showing was way more than what you would actually take.
Oh, God, okay.
Way more. All right, so this is based on Project MK Ultra. We've already talked about this.
Mick Ultra.
Ultra Light.
Let's crack one open.
We talked about this during the Jacob's Ladder, but I briefly went into it, and I said I would later like to get to this movie. So I can go more into this. We're going to get into it tonight.
Let's get into it.
So MK Ultra started well before MK Ultra. It actually started in Nazi Germany in the 1940s.
Like so many things.
Did he just say MK Ultra started before MK Ultra?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Stuff that started MK Ultra.
Okay.
So Nazi scientists were working in concentration camps in Auschwitz and Dachau.
Which ties into another episode. Talked about this.
Yeah. Overlord.
We talked a little bit about this.
Yeah.
Those damn Nazis.
Connected.
Damn Nazis.
I didn't mean to touch your shoulder. I didn't ask you first. I'm sorry.
You just gave me the
he gave it to
pineal
you.
Gland.
Yeah, that's wiggle. It's funny you said
I've
that.
I transferred it by touch.
I called Trent earlier when you guys were, well, Wells wasn't here.
Oh, I see. You'll just call anybody.
I don't know what that means. I called Trent earlier, and you guys were all in the house, and I was like, Trent, I'm here, and I have to be invited. No, all I said was, Trent, I need to be invited in like a vampire.
Oh, I said that because I thought you were going to say you called Trent about the movie.
Oh, no. That's accident.
Wells hates it. What do you think?
I want a real answer. I need a second, third, and fourth opinion. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyway, they decided to start experimenting on people, and they did a lot of really weird experiments, mind control stuff. Starting off with different barbiturates.
Oh my God!
They smoked. People out.
You betrayed us. She turned against us.
I'm getting none of the smoke. Thank you, Jensen.
All just like barreled right towards us.
That's what happens when you chuck your wood at your wife, sir.
As soon as I said barbiturates, a big clump of it went in my mouth. I was like, oh my gosh.
It was going that way for. Okay, I'm sorry. If you want to cut that out, go ahead. If you want the audience to hear us almost die, that's fine too. And okay, time in.
No, I'm leaving it.
Anyway, they also gave them morphine and different hallucinogens such as mescaline to POWs. So basically anybody that they captured from, you know, Poland and France and some of the countries around, for about 5 years they experimented on them.
Austria.
True. They wanted a truth serum. You guys know what the truth serum that you see in movies a lot is called?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
What is it?
Oh, what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. So you guys weren't paying attention.
Yeah,
they were paying attention.
Yeah.
They were just agreeing.
There's truth serum in movies.
Yo, what's the truth serum?
You guys know what it's called?
Yup. Mm-hmm.
What is it? I don't know, but as soon as you say
it. It's potassium something, isn't it?
Chloride.
Yeah,
sure. I made that up. That's not true. Potassium chloride is not the truth.
Let's see if it rings a bell, because I feel like I know it, but I don't know it. I don't know.
I'm not telling you, no.
Oh,
wow.
I said I don't know, but assholes? I think I knew at one point.
You don't
point.
Get to
I know.
So they
wanted
to make a truth
serum,
which would eliminate the will of the person examined. The CIA wanted to do the same thing.
He's really not going to tell you guys.
And continue the experiments after World War II during the Cold War. That is when they started Operation Paperclip. And I never told you about Paperclip in the first time we talked about this.
We didn't talk about Paperclip?
Is that like that little guy when you open Word?
Yes. He's like, hey! Like boing!
That's where he started. Evil bastard.
Evil bastard. Anyway, it was a secret intelligence program where about six... God!
That MK Ultra is getting you.
First the plane flew over, and now we're getting... Now we're getting gassed out.
Good
God. It's all a conspiracy.
That's the government. They don't want y'all talking about this.
Agent sorry. Orange. Okay.
This episode's going to be cut up so bad.
This episode went off the rails so quick.
Okay. Operation Paperclip was a secret intelligence program where 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians, mostly from the Nazi Party, were brought to the U.S. for government employment after World War II between... 1946 and 1949. Who the hell's idea was it to come outside
a great idea.
And
let's
start a fire?
Let's let a fucking forest fire record next to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody except for me is currently choking
on
fire on
it to get it going because it's all wet.
The funny part is there's no... Okay, there is now, but there was no open flame in this large... carbon monoxide cloud just came over.
One of these campfire episodes, we're going to learn our lesson.
Look at it.
One of these camp... We're going to have to just discontinue this series of
right
episodes.
It's attracted to you.
Not too loud for you?
Look.
If the winds have changed...
Not what you said last night, Ian.
Well, that was different. Fan that shit harder, brother.
That is what I said last night as well.
What is happening? That thing was dead, and like a phoenix, it just fucking arose.
You told me to put
another log on it. Another? No, he said go drop a log. Give us a minute.
You didn't cause all that smoke. Don't you dare think it's your fault.
So anyway, Darren, you were talking about the truth serum and the real name of the truth serum.
Sodium pentothal.
Sodium pentothal. And I Googled it because I really didn't think you were going to tell us.
Yeah.
Another thing that pops up is... scopolamine? Is that another name for this? Is that the same thing?
It's two different things.
I was going to say, there's been a couple different things for truth serum, isn't it?
I don't know. He asked you guys earlier, and you were like, yep. And they said, what's it called? And you guys didn't know.
I thought they would go, yep. Sodium pentothal.
Yep. Said potassium, sodium. I was on
potassium.
The right
track.
Chloride.
Same thing.
Chloride.
Same thing. It's on the same. It's
chromium
the,
and beranium.
It's on the table.
Is that why when you get a couple bananas in you start saying things really weird to me?
Yeah. Technically, the right amount of alcohol and the right person can be a truth serum, right?
Wells gets a few bananas in him, and he's just like, hey, come here.
It's that fucking potassium hitting
come
me.
Here.
So what do you guys think about that? Operation Paperclip, instead of doing like they should have done and killed those motherfuckers, they took 1,600 people that were scientists and engineers over here just to steal their stuff, but those people were absolutely a huge part of the Nazi Party. Lived here rent-free in our heads for the next 50 years. Now, they did help us with technology and science, right?
Science.
However, they also killed millions of people.
Damn.
Spit take.
So, what do you guys think
about
that?
I was not expecting that at all.
Is that an even trade-off?
I just took a big drink.
I don't know if it was even a trade-off. I mean, a lot of people had a problem with them bringing them over.
On one side, a lot of people died. On the others, we have iPhones now. So,
oh, my God. Yeah, this took a turn. You built us up, and my God, you broke us down. Your build-up was, they contributed to science. It was really good. Except for the fact
not
that
good science, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, they contributed to like helping cure disease and stuff like that.
The disease they gave to people.
Well, I mean, they experimented for like 20 some years. They were some of the top scientists in the world. They also helped us with nuclear bomb before the end of the war.
Trent, you and I have been experimenting for almost 20 some years, right?
Yeah, especially back in college, you do a lot of experimenting.
I always thought Operation Paper. I thought that's something you guys learned in high school for like U.S. history, but it absolutely was a bullcrap type thing to me in history.
I do not remember anything. I failed U.S. history several times.
You still would remember it.
Four. But you passed,
four to be
exact. You passed it in 2 days.
The answer stayed the same. It's history.
Yeah, no, that's the funny part. I was telling them this story earlier. I failed a lot of classes in high school, and then I went back to get my GED. Well, technically, I got a diploma. I went back to get my diploma, and I passed every course on the first try. I'm like, if only I could have done that back in high school.
Oh, years of experience, man.
You live and you learn.
You grew knowledge.
That's right. It's a sponge.
People do that.
It's not just a hat rack. It's a sponge.
You just weren't focused back then.
That's
so
true.
Here's the second operation we're going to talk about. That was Paperclip. That was bringing over their scientists. So that's one thing we need to remember. Second thing is, initially known as Project Bluebird, Project Artichoke.
Are you saying they blinded us with science?
I've heard of Project Bluebird.
Project Bluebird later became Project Artichoke, and it officially arose on August 20th, 1951, by the CIA, so the Central Intelligence Agency, which we all know is nefarious in our kind of stories we tell
about
the government.
That thing is fucking relentless.
Now I'm getting all the smoke. God. And you know what? It doesn't even bother me. It's a normal day for me.
I instinctively went to reach for my hat to fan it away. I'm not wearing it.
This is nothing to me.
I'm not going to get this up.
Nothing.
My eyeballs. Oh, where are you going, Jensen? Where are you going?
Jensen? Jensen,
get back over there.
We struggled together.
She's out.
What was that old man shuffle you just did?
That's her normal run.
Sneaky snake.
I got to get out of here.
Whew. Okay, here we go again. I'm going to restart it now.
My lungs.
Project Bluebird, later became Project Artichoke, officially rose August 20th, 1951, and was brought about by the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. What do you guys think Project Artichoke would be about, just by the name? What do you think?
The art of choking.
Dips.
Art of choking? Yep.
Definitely dips.
Bunch of dips? So
we're a bunch of dips, that's for sure.
Dips.
Can I just ask real quick, Trent? Where did you hear about Project Bluebird at? Because he was asking us about it earlier, and we thought we'd heard about it, but we couldn't remember.
I honestly don't know. I've heard of it. I don't know what it is or where I've heard it, but I've heard of it. I don't know if I've heard it called Artichoke, though.
Yeah, they officially changed the name in 1951.
Rebranded, huh?
Rebranded it.
We're no longer the Bluebirds. We are the Artichokes.
The Artichokes.
What are they going to come up with half this shit?
A fucking bowling so team?
Weird. I got to throw my Bluebird gear away.
So the primary goal was to determine whether a person could be involuntarily made to perform an act of attempted assassination.
Oh, okay.
So they were trying to get regular everyday
people.
It's
like the Winter Soldier program.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's where you've heard of it. Because it's actually in the Marvel movies. They talk about it.
It's actually a very parallel storyline to that going on in X-Men right now.
Yeah.
When you say?
I think she thought it was funny. Whoever that mysterious stranger was.
Still Marvel, but yes. Yeah. Yes.
So everybody was involved in this, like the Air Force, Army, Navy, FBI. But CIA ran it.
The female body inspectors. They were.
That's right.
Or
baby.
Another one. Anyone ever remember the show Chuck?
Yes.
You heard that show?
He had the
Chuck.
The Intersect. The Intersect.
I did not watch Chuck.
They downloaded like the Intersect into his head, and he became like a spy. I don't know if you call him assassin.
How many times do I gotta say Intersect? Is it Jackal? Jackal? Is it Jackal? Jackal. Yeah,
it was
a program that basically gave him the knowledge of pretty much everything, and he can learn like anything he saw within seconds. So if he wanted to learn jiu-jitsu, he could just read it real quick and he would know all of it within 2 seconds.
Read it from his memory?
He would read it for like if he went to a website and just like skim through
gotcha.
It real quick.
He would just automatically remember. Yeah,
sometimes it was in his head too though, because he would like react to things, wouldn't he? He'd get like
yes.
this weird code flashing in
yep.
his eyes and he'd be like, he'd react.
He'd get
to
that Manchurian
things.
Candidate look in his eyes.
That was a good show. I don't know if that's similar to what we're talking about or not, but it reminded me of it.
Kind of. I would assume. I mean, it's at least based on the same
It was
type
to create spies and weapons,
yeah.
basically, human
yeah.
weapons. So,
January 1952, they were asked in a memo they found, can we get control of an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his own will and even against the fundamental laws of nature to survive? Okay? Such as self-preservation. So, would he go against everything that's in his being to do what we want, such as kill a president? Mm-hmm. Now, what conspiracy theory do you guys know that's a real type conspiracy theory out there for an assassination?
JFK.
JFK and
MLK?
No, that guy was just racist.
He was the president? Talking about president still?
No, almost assassinations.
Bobby. So if you know anything about Bobby Kennedy's story, Sirhan Sirhan, the guy that killed him, supposedly remembers zero about the event. Right? Hmm. And a lot of people say he was part of this MK
Did
Ultra.
You say the Zohan? You don't mess with the Zohan.
Oh, don't mess with the Zohan. Yeah, Smear Sirhan feet, Sirhan.
Now take it.
Horrible movie.
So that was an actual like thing that people still think to this day the government had something to do with Bobby Kennedy getting shot, as well as JFK. Even though what's his name from the JFK assassination knew what he was doing, they think that
Lee Harvey?
He was led to that.
Yeah,
right?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
So
you're talking about LHO?
Yes. We all know LHO. Related to THO.
No connection to THC.
About TLC.
So this brought on...
They don't want no scraps.
This brought on Project MK Ultra. It was dubbed that in the early 1950s. In fact, it began in 1953 and was halted 20 years later. They did this for 20 friggin' years, 1973. The CIA wanted to develop procedures and identify drugs that can be used during interrogations to weaken people and force confessions through brainwashing and psychological torture. It began in 1953, lasted till 73. They had numerous methods to manipulate and would bring the subject's mental states and brain functions almost to a zero level, such as the covert administration of high doses of psychoactive drugs and other chemicals without the subject's consent, electroshock, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, isolation, verbal and sexual abuse, and other forms of torture.
Mm.
For 20
you call,
years.
You call it torture.
So we see stuff like now. We see like, what was that jail, that military jail where they were like taking pictures of those people and torturing them. And you remember what I'm talking about? And they had a big bunch of people getting arrested and fired over that in the military. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't remember what
it's
called.
During the Israeli or the Iraq war. Somebody out there is like yelling in the into the radio. Right
oh
now.
My god!
The government is taking him out.
He was so scared.
I thought he was gonna. I thought he was gonna say something like, "I got it."
Oh my god! I've only ever been more terrified in my life.
He fell in slow motion, like,
"Oh my god!" That's what happens when you put these comfy fucking cushions on this chair.
For those of you out there that we're laughing,
his eyes got as big as
we're laughing. Doris just fell back in his chair in slow motion.
Went on very high pitched.
The drugs are hitting him.
I almost took the whole board with me. I threw the mic. So that's going to be loud as fuck.
The DMT's kicking in about now.
So, FYI, I think I dented the mic, but FYI, for those of you listening to this episode,
crying over here.
If you hear a loud bang, that was me throwing the mic, and I want you to know.
No, what we need to do.
Not only did I fall in slow motion, nobody reached out to help me.
I didn't know he was falling. Did you?
Hey, can we?
I didn't either.
It was slow. It was like a car crash. I could
his
see it.
Arms
the way he did that. I thought he was like, oh, I know. Like he knew the answer.
Wait a minute.
No one's going to see it, but we need to put in the noise.
Whoa. I was just going to say, maybe we can recreate that with the audio and the puppets for the people to see.
Oh, my God.
I don't actually have to fall again, do I? Because I'm pretty sure I dislocated my spine.
That's right. Trent would have to create puppet legs for you, which he has nothing to go off of.
It's true.
That's horrible.
I'm so sorry about the interruption.
Okay. Gosh. 10 minutes later, are you okay, sir? Let me be the first to ask.
My spine. No, I'm perfectly fine. I went to kind of leap. So what it is Trent has these patio chairs.
I also have a very uneven yard, so
well,
it did not
help
either.
Well, here's the thing. He has these patio chairs, and his daughter earlier brought out, who I thought was just the sweetest idea, she brought out these pillows, and I was like, oh, she brought them out for herself, but she went inside to go to bed. And I was like, oh, nice, I've got cushions. She knows I have a terrible spine.
She does.
I got,
she asks me all the time, how's he in the back?
How's he in the spine? So I got way too cozy, and I was kind of like kicked back. I was leaning back, and I forgot that this wasn't a rocking chair. And I used these big 14s, and I scooted back a little bit. And I felt the legs, the back legs of this chair stick. And I had no time to react. And that's why I looked at you like, oh, my God.
I thought he was just going to say the answer.
He looked at you like, in his moment of peril.
I was looking at him like, you knew it.
I loved it. Boom. I looked at you because I was so scared I couldn't get my mouth to say help. But I felt like my eyes were screaming,
your eyes definitely
me.
Screamed it. He was in that split second saying, somebody, please freaking help me.
And just for you guys at home who are listening to the banter, I'm wearing a set of headphones because I'm kind of leading the charge on the board here. The headphones flew off my head. I fell back. They came off. They're connected to the board. I'm holding a mic. I was afraid I was going to take the whole board, so I just fucking chucked the mic.
You fucking chucked the mic?
I fucking chucka-chucka, one, two, three.
No, you dropped the mic. Son.
You know, somewhere, if we're in Inception right now, somewhere you just, like, snapped awake.
Yeah.
It was kind of like
that's how they woke themselves up in Inception. Kick. They fell backwards in chairs.
Training the moon.
Never.
All right. Well, now that
so let's recap.
I feel bad that I didn't help you, but
no, there was no time.
If I would have grabbed your leg,
there was no time.
Now I kind of know what you guys see when my eyes get really big, because that's like burned into my brain. Right
I
now,
didn't know. I couldn't. I was too scared to scream for help, and I've never been that scared in my life. I was
so to recap,
back.
We've suffocated. Ian has broken his spine. We've had government overwatch fly over the backyard.
Yeah. Yep.
So
oh my God. I feel more.
This episode's
grounded
one for the
now.
Ages.
Got a redneck party going on behind us.
But a real hootenanny.
Come over and kick our ass.
Ass.
Kick your ass.
Kick your anus.
All right. So
sorry about my disruption.
I just looked it up while we were talking about all that. It
while
was,
I was dying?
While Ian was on the ground
riding. Abu Ghraib or Grabe or something like that. That was
the prison.
That was the prison in Iraq that they were keeping prisoners and humiliated them and did all kinds of shit.
I know what it feels like to be humiliated.
But this was probably worse. Anyway, the CIA experimented on their own people first. Not even prisoners. Now, here's what's crazy about it. There's testimony from the deputy director of the CIA that stated that over 30 institutions, including military, which was okay, I guess, hospitals, people that were in the hospitals, and universities throughout the country.
Now, you say they started on their own people, so do you know if they were, did they volunteer for this? Like they thought they were?
I'm going to get to that. All right.
I'm going to guess no.
No. Most of them knew.
Government experiments? Sign me up.
Well, they could have been tricked into it, like under the guise that they were going to, for the greater good, make something better for their country and whatnot.
They decided to try to
like
do
Steve
it.
Like Steve Rogers.
They decided to try to do it in different ways. So they wanted to do it with all kinds of social classes and races. So they said in a memo they wanted social levels high and low, Native Americans and foreign. I don't know what that meant. I guess Native people in America, not Native Americans.
That's splitting hairs right
there. I heard it both ways.
I don't know. It was weird. Several of these tests involved giving LSD to unaware subjects in social situations. Mm-hmm. So it's like if I put LSD in your drink right now and didn't tell you about it and you just start tripping.
Yeah, didn't I say earlier, y'all? A bad acid trip.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I'm sorry. I can't get the image of all of your faces out of my head.
Looking at you falling?
Looking at me falling in slow motion. You guys looked as terrified as I did. What the fuck is happening?
I wasn't terrified. I didn't know what was going on. I was like...
You guys just watched.
Because it looked like you initially got really excited about something.
And it was like he was floating.
There was no excitement. It was pure fear.
Like, I thought he was, like, just doing this. Like, I got it.
Because initially you were talking about something, and I was going to retort, and then I started to fall back, and in my mind, I just thought, oh, fuck, am I falling backwards?
What if that slow motion effect is the drug affecting all of us?
I know, right? I was like, fuck, he drugged me.
Because why did we all see you fall in slow motion?
Because I'm glad you guys said that, because it felt like I was falling forever.
So any of you guys drug addicts right now?
Somebody
you guys know what LSD
was,
is? Does anybody know what LSD actually is?
Angel does.
It's also known as acid or Lucy.
Booger sugar.
Mm-hmm. But it comes in liquid form.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
It's Lucy in the sky with diamonds. It stands for lysergic acid diethylamide.
Smokes back.
And it was created. Created in Switzerland by Dr. Albert Hoffman in 1943. The effects typically begin with a half an hour and last up to 20 hours high.
That's what actually happened.
A 20-hour high.
Good God, 20
up
hours.
Up to 20 hours high on LSD.
Does it feel like 20 hours when
typically,
you're on it?
Typically, well, I've never done it.
What's so 20 hours feel like?
Look at you, means.
You got to experiment, Trent, let us know.
Trent, I think what it was, I think the smoke
knocked you over. It did, yeah. A big waft of it came and just pushed you back. That's what it was.
So LSD is capable of causing mystical experiences and ego dissolution. That means that you actually fall out of your sense of self. Like you don't feel like
out of body.
Yeah, like out of body. Like you don't see yourself as being real in that situation.
Yeah, because it's literally messing with the chemicals in your brain.
Exactly. So LSD is a pharmacologically considered to be a non-addictive drug, low potential for abuse. So people that
people
take
found
LSD,
a way.
Huh?
I said people found a way.
Well, I mean, a lot of people trip acid, but they don't do it like all the time. Just so it's non-addictive.
True.
I don't want to get addicted to it. It's not addictive.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty expensive. It's the cheapest
drug
out there.
Is.
It's the cheapest drug out there. Well, as long as I'm not getting addicted.
Dewey Cox, anybody?
Yep.
No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kidding. I've seen a little bit.
Hey,
what are you guys doing in here? Get out of here, dude. You don't want none of this shit. This is called cocaine.
Cocaine. I want me some of that
I
cocaine.
I want some of that cocaine. I think I do want some cocaine.
Neighbors are going to think we're actually hitting cocaine over here. Probably.
What was the other thing they were doing? Was cocaine and what was it? Was it angel dust?
He did LSD with the Beatles.
LSD, that's what
he
it
did,
was.
He did like...
And then he did marijuana.
Angel dust was
PCP,
smoky.
And that's when he was like going... playing the punk rock.
Wells has no idea what's happening.
I don't.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story?
Nope.
Go home and watch it.
Walk Hard.
It's hilarious. It really is.
I know
is.
It's got John C. Reilly, right?
Yep.
Underrated, hilarious movie. Sorry.
So.
Too many detours. I'm sorry.
None of us have ever done LSD, but here's what it does to you. Adverse physical reactions can cause anxiety, paranoia, and multiple delusions.
Oh my God, I have that without LSD.
In rare cases, LSD can induce flashbacks known as hallucinogen persisting perception disorder, in which a person experiences apparent lasting or persistent visual hallucinations or perpetual distortions such as visual snow or palinopsia. I had to look all that shit up.
Words.
I had to look all that shit up.
I was going
to
say elaborate.
But basically, it's like, so let's say you take this trip, you have this out-of-body type experience, and you don't feel like you're part of yourself and the world around you is wrong, correct?
Yes, yes.
You can come down from that within the 20-hour period, you know, 12 hours, whatever, and then sometimes people will have a flashback years later and never use the drug more than once. Some people that multi-use it will have flashbacks. But a lot of people, they say, that did LSD during the 60s and in Vietnam would have flashbacks later on. And they were usually scary, violent nature type flashbacks most of the time. Right? So it's like you said, it's messing with the chemical makeup of your brain. And, you know, it could take you out of the world or reality for a while.
Yeah. And there's even been cases of some people like permanently being stuck in a trip.
Yeah. And
that's kind of scary. Matthew McConaughey and True Detective.
Uh-oh. Did that happen to him?
Did you watch that first season of True Detective?
No, I've never seen True Detective.
Oh, man.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay.
No, not actually Matthew McConaughey in the show. In the show that happened.
I don't know. He's pretty method. He could have.
He took a bunch of LSD. Start doing some Lincoln commercials.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
All right.
So the early directors of the MK Ultra program became aware of the existence of this LSD and sought to use it in mind control. So in the early 1950s, the director, Sidney Gottlieb, now we need to remember this dude's name because he denies everything later on. Like they actually
Sidney
brought him
Gottlieb
to court. So he denied it, but he arranged for the CIA to buy the entire supply of LSD from that guy in Switzerland that developed it for $240,000, which in today's money would be $4 million $227,000.
Dang.
So the reason they bought that is they didn't want it to get in the Russians' hands because this was during the Cold War.
Okay.
Okay. So they thought if we're experimenting and trying to figure this out, they're going to be experimenting and trying to figure this out. It was kind of a mess back then. A lot of experimentation between both countries on shit like this. Once Project MK Ultra got underway in April of 1953, they started putting it into patients at hospitals, prisoners in jail, drug addicts, and prostitutes.
Fuck
basically,
yeah.
quoting one of the lines from the documentation they got, people that did not have a way to fight back.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Total bullshit. It's almost like a serial killer, if you think about it. Serial killers do that shit to people that really have no name, no family, stuff like that.
Yes. Exactly. The asphyxiate and masturbate killer.
True. Very true.
Sorry, that was my name. Sorry.
Burger chef killer.
He purposely targeted those people and got away with it for a very long time.
That's right. It's sad, but unfortunately, unfortunately true. Because, I don't know, I feel like that happened a lot with serial killers. But
Yeah.
Sad.
Ian, are you tripping right now?
You're getting all sad and
sentimental
about serial killing.
Just sad.
I don't know what you
sad.
Mean.
So, they gave it to their own employees, so I'm bringing this up again here.
It's called not having oxygen and falling backwards in your chair, you fuck. I had a near-death experience.
They basically administered the drugs without anybody's consent during this time. So at the very beginning, they decided just to give it to people because they didn't think anybody would sign up for it. The only people they got consent from was the people on university campuses. And they didn't know exactly what they were getting. They just knew they were getting money and they were experimenting with psychological drugs.
Broke college kids are always down for
like if they did have volunteers omitting like all the grisly details that would come along with it.
Yeah.
And making it sound way more innocent and helpful than it really is.
Well, ironically, a lot of the kids on college campuses and some of the people, this literally started this LSD and this guy right here started part of the counterculture of the 60s. So the entire 60s and 70s counterculture, which basically was against government and government control, it started because of the LSD they were giving them. Because LSD, once it got out to the public, ran rampant across universities in the 60s and 70s.
Yep.
So it's really interesting. It started off military-wise, and then it just went straight to the population, which I think a lot of made drugs do that. You know, crack cocaine, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff was started with the military, and then it came.
Crack cocaine. Hell of a drug. Yeah,
the government dropped that shit off in the ghettos and the...
Yep.
Just all the lower-class communities.
Why is it scaring you? Like you're the part ghetto. Of the government.
You the government or you the ghetto?
You son of a bitch. That's because you said something about Wells living in the ghetto a few weeks ago.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Yeah, I forgot about that.
I would never. I said the hood, I think. Or the PJs.
No, I believe your exact words were, I'm pretty sure his black ass is from the projects.
Wow.
My exact words.
Quote, unfucking quote.
Full disclaimer, Trent Persinger never actually said that on the Horror You Know podcast.
He didn't say ass. He said black butt.
That's right.
I keep it. Kids.
It was all one word. He said black ass. Yeah. Black ass.
Black ass. So they basically administered these drugs, which is ironic, in 1953, violating their own Nuremberg code that they'd all made up at the end of World War II to keep people from doing the same thing in those other countries. Now, how much bullshit is that? Think about that. You go fight a war, which is probably the biggest war. It is the biggest war in history. You win the war. You go to those countries and make them sign a treaty that you and your other allies make up. And then you go to their scientists who were Nazis, grab them, say, come to America. You now work in our universities and come up with all this bullshit because we want your technology instead of killing them, like they probably should have.
Yep.
But they bring them over, and then they go and start doing this bullshit during the Cold War and go against their own treaty that they had everybody sign.
No, Darren,
secretly.
Which war is this, the biggest war?
The biggest war. World War II.
World War II. Is that bigger than the war against the aliens and Independence Day?
So far, yes, I would say.
That's fair.
I would say.
Casualty-wise, yes.
All we needed in that was Will Smith smacking some bitch up. He's got a lot of practice.
And saying, welcome to Earth.
And keep my wife's name at your motherfucking mouth.
So you're just really exposing our great nation for the evil
that it is.
Evil government, evil leaders that they are.
Wait till you hear the next one.
Means is the all...
I would say all this shit's conspiracy, but it's not because they had hearings on it in the 70s. So that's how everybody knows about this program. Because I'll tell you right now before we get to it, in 1973, the director of the CIA thought he was going to get caught with all this shit because they'd been doing it for 20 years and was like, let's destroy all the evidence. So they start burning all the papers, but they forgot about 20,000 documents that was in another facility that they didn't know about that outlined half the stuff they did. So they destroyed a bunch of stuff, but they still got caught with some stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
it was at Mar-a-Lago, wasn't it?
What happens
it was
at Mar-a-Lago by the golden toilet.
So let me ask you guys a question. What was more terrifying, everything going on in that story or watching me slow motion fall to my death? Be honest.
I don't know. Was there a conspiracy for you in the fall?
We weren't scared when you were falling. We just were just confused on
you
what was happening.
You should have been scared for me.
I think the government secretly trained ants to push the back of
crickets.
His...
You know I'm not graceful.
Push the back of his chair. So here's the next operation involved in this.
Thwarted by a bunch of ants.
We have Operation Paperclip, Operation Artichoke, Operation MK Ultra, and now we have Operation Midnight Climax.
I like that one.
Oh yeah. That's what they called they called Wells back in the day when he used to DJ.
That's right, because in the midnight hour I can feel your power.
Is there any pegging in this operation?
Well, wait a minute. In the midnight hour. Wait a minute.
Jensen's head pops around the corner.
Somebody say pegging. She just holds out a strap on. Swings back and forth. Somebody say a good pegging.
No. She's still under the impression that we're talking about pagan religion.
Oh, shit. Okay. Not pagan?
Yeah.
It's that Midwest. We just dropped the G off everything.
You said the midnight hour. Are you saying you want more? 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 She want what? Oh, my God.
I thought he was doing Madonna.
I was doing Madonna.
Okay.
In the midnight hour.
Yeah.
In the midnight.
I could feel your power, just like a prayer. You could take me there.
I was going Billy Idol.
Smoke's back.
It's coming. The midnight climax.
I like that song.
It's amazing.
I like a virgin better.
So
midnight climax. This means.
Here's what it is.
I thought you'd like the Vogue.
Huh?
So I thought you'd like the Vogue.
CIA set up brothels throughout the United States in different
big
cities. Oh, fuck
yeah. They're roping us back in.
Exactly.
CIA's all right.
I'm back in.
They set up brothels.
I'm about to fall back again.
Within the agency safe houses in San Francisco and New York.
Take these drugs. I ain't taking that. Would you take it off this hooker's ass? Okay.
I'm in.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
They had me a hello.
Would you take it off this hooker's ass? It's liquid drugs.
All right, belly shot. Fine.
That's not butt belly sweat. Shot. That's not butt sweat.
Booty sweat.
I would definitely build a snowman on that stripper's ass.
I was thinking like something crushed up.
Did you hear what this man just said? He's talking about doing cocaine.
Man.
All right. Now, where's that other stuff? Now I'm loose.
A little force bump.
So here's what they said in their
force bump.
What? Edward Penis Hands.
Ooh. Wow. Oh, this is going
so
everywhere.
Here's why they did that. They thought if they could get men roped into it, they'd be too embarrassed to talk about the events and expose the stuff. So
That's kind of a good thing.
You know?
Genius right there.
It's kind of genius. The men were dosed with LSD, and the brothels were equipped with one-way mirrors. So these people would be tripping in these fake brothels with these fake prostitutes or real prostitutes, probably. They would just get paid by the government and leave without having sex. But they'd get these men in
there. Whoa. Hold on a second. Leave without having sex at a brothel?
It was a fake brothel. And they would hire prostitutes come in as
a
fake brothel.
They'd hire real prostitutes
and the
fake brothel.
And then they would dose these guys when they would come in.
And the prostitutes?
And then the prostitutes would leave. Yes.
They would come to the prostitutes and then they dose these guys? Or No, you're talking about coming to the brothel.
He's on a trip right now. Just ride it out with him.
I'm freaking out, man. This chair scares me.
He literally tripped. Hurt his brain a while ago.
He literally landed on a rock.
So the brothels were equipped with one-way mirrors, and the sessions were filmed for later viewing. They did find some of the film from the
mirrors.
So they
kinky.
Do know those are real.
That's how you get Trent. Just put a sign up that says free brothel. I'm in.
So Sidney Gottlieb, the chemist who directed this whole thing, thought it would be used in covert operations. Since its effects were temporary, he believed it could be given to high-ranking officials and in this way affect the course of the important meetings, speeches, or even control them to kill people. To experiment on this idea, he initiated a series of experiments where LSD was given to normal setting people without warning. Adverse reactions often occurred, if you could imagine that. Such as an operative from the CIA, so they gave it to their own members, like I said, who received the drug in his morning coffee at the CIA.
Oh, wow.
Seeing a monster in every passing car as he ran around D.C. for the entire day. So he left work.
Oh, fuck. Jim, which coffee did you give him again?
is this decaf?
Damn it.
Which we're going to have to bring Hank back in, guys.
So the dude started tripping, and then he ran out of the building, and then they had to chase him all over D.C., and he was seeing monsters everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of monsters in D.C. in his defense.
Yeah. Sick the experiments friend. Continued thank you, even after, and this is a famous case of it, a guy named Frank Olson, an Army chemist who had never taken drugs, was given an ASD covertly by a supervisor. 9 days later, he plunged to his death from a 13th floor window at a hotel in New York City.
Did you say like knowingly?
Unknowingly.
Okay.
Covertly. Yes. So they dosed this guy who That's was crazy. In the Army. He was high-ranking official, fairly high-ranking, and they tried to say that it was his depression that caused this suicide, right? Olson had supposedly approached his superior sometime earlier, doubting the morality of the project, and asked to resign from the CIA. So this motherfucker knew about the project, didn't think it was moral, asked to get out of the project,
and they
then they
him.
Dosed him, and then he jumped out a window conveniently.
That is
wow,
13
crazy.
Floors up. Now,
later 13th on, floor, we all know that's bad luck.
Yep. Later on, there were allegations of his murder by his family just a couple years later because in the original autopsy, there were contusions and scrapes and other things that they said. They dug him back up in 1994, so like years later, and they found that the skull had been cracked in areas in ways that it wouldn't have been.
They didn't catch that before, huh?
When he landed, I think technology was better.
Yeah. For sure.
2 years later?
Is it the smoke?
It's like 30 years later.
Oh, I thought you said two. Later. I thought you said two.
We're talking in the 90s. Like almost 40 years later. There were allegations that he was murdered and the blunt force trauma to his head and chest indicated he had injuries before the fall. So some people speculate and they never won a case, but they did win a case for them dosing him. The government paid out $1.7 million and our president apologized for dosing, you know, our government dosing him.
Did you say $1.7 million?
Yes.
Wow, that seems like a very low number.
Would that have been related to that clip from the movie with Bill Clinton?
I'm sorry, did you say low number?
Yeah, for a wrongful death?
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
He was at the beginning million? Of the movie.
Like he does apologize for this, though. There was two different
low?
Presidents that did.
Yeah.
Well, you so said 90s, I just assumed, yeah. I don't know, but... and he was in the movie talking about
I can't remember chemicals. If it was I was thinking it was Carter in the 70s that apologized because the original investigation lasted
okay.
till the 70s and then they redug him back up
gotcha
and then that's when they found the cranium and the chest injuries. I think the apology was from Carter though.
Okay, I'm with you.
I watched an episode of Forensic Files the other day where listen to me. A man was locked up for 5 years for a crime he didn't do, and the government paid him a little bit over $1 million for each year of his life that he lost. So for a wrongful death, yeah, I think $1 million is a pretty low number.
Okay, but you're talking about one case, though. I don't think they're going to do that every case. That, I mean, I feel like the case you're talking about, that's very generous. $1.6 million for each year he lost? He was never going to make that in a year.
Yeah, but what year was that? Because this was in the 70s. 1.7 million would have been a lot of money.
Yeah, I think this was probably mid-90s, something like that.
Yeah, this would have been a lot of money back in the 70s.
True.
But still, yet they weren't satisfied because they thought the government actually killed him because he was going to expose the MKUltra stuff before it was exposed.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, in one case, seven drug-addicted African-American volunteers, now these people actually volunteered for it, at the National Institute of Mental Health Addiction Research Center in Louisville, Kentucky.
No way.
We're given LSD for 77 consecutive days.
My God.
In exchange for, guess what?
Freedom.
Waffles.
More heroin.
Did you say waffles?
Waffles.
I said waffles. Waffles.
Exchange for waffles.
Heroin? More heroin.
Oh, my God.
How would they have any brain cells left to...
They didn't.
They took heroin addicts and said, we'll give you more heroin if you take this drug. And they kept that drug, seven of them, for 77 days.
Yeah, that would, like, their brains would have been like mush after that, I would think.
It's crazy. Anyway.
Louisville. That's all you need to know.
Other experiments they did, not just on LSD, they used heroin, they used morphine, temazepam, mescaline, psilocybin. I don't know what this word is. Scopolamine, maybe? Alcohol and sodium pentothal, which is the truth serum they started in the 40s and 50s.
I can't believe this was going on so close to us.
Yeah. It was all over the United States, though.
Wow.
They were doing it in different universities. And there were also experiments going on in Canada. And the reason they did it in Canada is because it was harder to prosecute in Canada.
So Louisville's always kind of been big on the medical scene, I guess.
Yeah. The Montreal Experiment's research funds were sent to a guy named Dr. Donald Cameron by the CI Front Organization, the Society for Investigation of Human Ecology. So the CIA has always had a history of, like, making up these fake companies, making them look real, and then funding stuff. Like, you look at the Iran-Contra affair, the CIA funded... Mm-hmm. You know, Nicaragua and everything through
the, whoa, we don't use that word on this podcast.
Nicaragua.
Oh, sorry.
Or the FBI van that sits across the street that's really Flowers by Irene.
So he had this theory called the driving theory experiments, and it consisted of putting subjects into drug-induced comas for weeks at a time. And during those, and up to 3 months in one case, kept somebody in a drug-induced coma for 3 months. Nothing really wrong with him. He would just do it.
That's a lot of months.
While playing tape loops of noise or simple repetitive statements, his experimentation were often carried out on patients who entered the institute for common problems such as anxiety disorder or postpartum depression. Like women with postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
He put them in these induced comas and then play this weird sounds and shit in their ears for weeks.
Was it Tiny Tim?
It was Tiny Tim.
Tiptoe.
You got it.
So it was always people who were already mentally damaged.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was just, like, anxiety disorders. My daughter's got, you know, anxiety.
Oh, I get it.
It's not, like, a big thing.
I've got anxiety. You know? It feels like a big thing.
I know, but it's not like psychosis or something. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that kind of stuff.
It depends on the level of anxiety.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like I hate it because I feel it in situations where I know that I really shouldn't feel it, but I can't control it. So
did you get nervous?
Yeah, just feeling uncomfortable when I really shouldn't.
How do you feel right now?
I feel comfortable with you people.
Oh,
okay.
Hmm.
What do you mean?
We were naked.
I mean, what if you motherfuckers.
What if we've been doping you up this whole time that you've been on the podcast? Maybe as some sort of government experiment.
Please keep
this
doing
is our
it.
Grand reveal.
Because I like feeling comfortable.
Would we pick the one black guy on our podcast?
We document
though?
You every time wow. we do a recording.
I would feel like I was being mean or racist. I would dope him.
Apparently Trent wouldn't feel that way.
Call me racist, sir?
He didn't call you Trent, he didn't call you racist. He called you a cocksucker.
It's that weird nope-shaped cloud hovering right above my yard. Where'd that come from?
Oh, son. They're up there listening. So CIA captured people in other countries as well in the 1950s in Europe, East Asia, Japan, West Germany, and the Philippines. So those are all places after World War II we had strongholds in, right? Because basically we were Japanese's, the Japanese's military for almost 50 years. You know, Philippines is really a part of our country now. West Germany and most of Europe, really. So they can avoid criminal prosecution if they did it in those countries. So that's another reason they went to Canada, they went to the Philippines, stuff like that. They took these people that were deemed expendable and undertook various types of torture and human experimentation. The prisoners were interrogated while being administered the psychoactive drugs, electroshocked, subjected to extreme temperatures of heat and cold, sensory isolation and deprivation, and the like, to develop a better understanding on how to destroy and to control a human mind. So the whole thing was, can we hollow them out and then build them back up?
So stronger,
does
faster.
Does that $6 million man? That's an old reference.
We can rebuild him.
So does that remind you of anything in the movie?
Repeat that one more time.
Hollow them out.
I was confused, or not confused, but distracted by his
hollow
$6
million them out
reference.
Into a shell.
Wear their skin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So when she starts saying that, they're wanting to wear us.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a reference to that. They wanted to take a person's mind, make it mush, and hollow them out, and then rebuild it up with what they wanted. Like if Sirhan was actually done that way.
Like human sentinels. Killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Trent,
yeah.
You'd hollow me out and
beg you?
Well, we'll talk about that later. we'll talk about that during Operation Midnight Climax.
Human sentinels are Nazi zombies.
So this whole part right here reminds me of, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but the Japanese Unit 731. Has anybody ever heard of that out of World War II?
It sounds familiar.
No.
Nope.
I couldn't tell you anything about it, but it sounds familiar.
Now the name doesn't sound.
So this is like, you know how the Nazi experiments, when we talked about an Overlord and the other show, Jacob's Ladder. This is worse than those experiments.
Damn.
The Japanese during World War II was doing these experiments where they would literally take women and they would cut open like parts of their body to see how long they would last, for example. Or they would take pregnant women and disembowel the baby out of them, but try to see how long it could last out of the embryonic fluid. And they would take, and it was mostly women. I keep on saying women. It's some men, but it's mostly women. They would take women. They would get them from China. So the Japanese and the Chinese history is really bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rape in Nanking. You probably heard of that. But they would take these women. They would put them on like a pole, a metal pole, out in the middle of like negative 20 weather.
Jeez.
Strip down their clothes, and they would start pouring water on their hands
to see what
it would do to their skin and their body. Then they would hit them with hammers and break parts of their body off.
That's some saw shit.
Shatter.
Right there.
They would do stuff like that to actual humans while they're alive to see how their body reacted to it. That was the experimentation. To see how people's bodies would react to extreme colds, to extreme heat, stuff like that, to oxygen deprivation. They'd put them underwater for so long. I mean, it's just weird shit, right? That's the same shit the Nazis were doing, and it's the same shit we brought those scientists over for to help with us from the studies they were doing on torturing people.
I'd say weird is certainly one word for it.
Disgust me.
That shit's scary, though.
Evil.
Really, to think about
evil. Straight up evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, Trent, what word would you use?
Evil.
Finish it.
CIA director Richard Helms ordered all MKUltra files destroyed in 1973 when people started finding out about this. 20,000 documents survived his purge as they were incorrectly stored in a financial records building and were discovered following one of those, whatever they call them, acts where you like try to get information from the government or court systems, like newspaper people file them. What's that called?
Freedom of Information Act or something like that. Yeah.
Something like that that has to do with journalism.
Yes. Yeah. So people like anybody could do it. If it's public record, you could file like, that's how they got those like UFO files a couple years ago and stuff like that from the government. Anyway, you file, they start filing that in 1977. They found 20,000 documents. These documents were fully investigated during the Senate hearings of 1977 by the Church Committee, headed up by Senator Frank Church. There were many hearings and cases and lawsuits since then, some successful, some unproven, but there have been official presidential apologies about the experiments to the victims' families due to those findings over the years. Now, most people are still trying to get money from the government for this. This happened in the 50s and 60s, right?
You're saying most people. What people? Are they still alive?
There are people that are still alive that are still suing the government.
Or at least families of these people. Yeah.
Okay, the families, I understand. Yeah.
So, I mean, there was a guy that just tried to sue him, I think, as late as 2019, and he lost his court case because they said that there was not enough evidence for his actual case. They said there's evidence that it happened, but there's not evidence that it happened to him.
Yeah, and that guy probably disappeared shortly after that case.
So that's all the MK Ultra shit I've got, but it's definitely what's interesting about LSD and this whole MK Ultra shit is the government has brought in a lot of drugs to our country, and you can see what it's kind of done, right?
Oh yeah,
it's really destroyed America.
Yes,
government totally sucks, you motherfucker. Government totally sucks.
Yep. Freedom isn't free. There's a hefty fucking fee.
That's, I mean, I like when we put on our tinfoil hats and talk about this shit, because I believe it. I think it's all evil. I think the government's fucked up.
What's weird is, like, half of the stuff that's conjecture online is probably conjecture, right? But there's a modicum of truth to a lot of this shit, and the government is not there to keep you safe most of the time.
No,
can't fight the man.
You know, I don't know.
It's scary, really.
So we that's the one part of the story. The other part of the story is this H.P. Lovecraft short story, From Beyond, and I will give you a brief synopsis of it. We're not going to go over it for very long, but I did send that out to you guys to read because it's pretty short. Mm. But it's basically about this guy who has a friend, and this friend was kind of experimenting with ways to bend our reality and to see dimensions that we don't see, because he had a theory that there were there, like a fourth dimension that we can't see. And basically, he finds out that it's true, and it comes through the pineal gland. And we can, like, you can see things that are literally in your space at all times through this pineal gland. That
not to be confused with the pineal gland.
Thank you for clarifying that. I was picturing something totally different. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, I got you.
So you need to read that story. It's pretty interesting.
Before you go shouting into Cox.
That's all I got.
I feel like we just kind of thudded there at the end.
Yeah.
But
I'm really tired.
Yeah, this episode
I was giving
is
Ian the crickets that he deserved for that penis joke.
What penis joke?
I think we got off.
Penises are no joke, Will.
Wrong when we came out here.
Oh, this was a good episode. Our three fans episode will comment and say that it was fine.
Again, the movie wasn't absolutely terrible, but the story was much better.
I think the story in the movie should make more sense once you hear the story about the drug culture and then about H.P. Lovecraft story. Once you read that story, it'll make more sense.
We should do a full devoted. I know we've done Lovecraft on the episodes before, but we should do like a fully devoted one.
I would be 100% down for that.
I think he's a twist. Like, his stories are very creepy and twisted.
Ahead of their time, so to say.
Yeah.
I think it's weird to think about. There could be another dimension out there where these creatures are basically something that can't interact with us all the time because they can't see us, but we can't see them.
Ah, yes, the upside down.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Dimension all those X. Type of,
huh?
Dimension X.
Not Stranger Things upside down?
That too. But Dimension X is in there too.
Is the Upside Down actually exists alongside us, or is it literally below us?
Below just us. Kind of it's the opposite. Simultaneous. It's happening right now.
I'm picturing like what's the movie? I'm not thinking of Insidious, am I? Where they're all right around us and we just can't see them or feel them.
Yeah, that's Insidious. Yeah.
Insidious. Okay. We talked about that recently. Go listen to that episode.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
They're all just right out there, right at our fingertips.
Oh, train, waiting to cross over. You're touching one.
What's that? Did you guys ever see that video online where it shows this really weird, kind of nerdy little white kid and he starts explaining 3D planes and
those
2D
are my
planes?
Family vacation videos you watch.
Yeah. Trim just slathering on a bunch of sunscreen.
The whole video is just you slathering sunscreen all over your chest.
Well, did you guys watch it?
As you're talking
way more often than I should.
It's got
300 views.
As you're talking about other planes of existence. Yeah, and then over here, as you're still just fucking rubbing grease all
you
over
like
your chest.
Got like cold nipples.
Got nipple chills?
Try not to get your fingers caught in your nipple ring.
No, I'm talking about that kid that... It was a video that got popular where this kid, a real young kid, would explain the scientific possibility of fourth dimensional space. And he was talking about the different theories in science. But, I mean, he was like literally like a 12-year-old kid, but he was one of the smartest kids I've ever seen talk.
You should link that to our socials when this
episode
drops.
If I could find it, I
will.
Because he talks about how if we could see that, then we would be able to see into that fourth dimension. But we can't interact because they can't go backwards to see our third dimension. So, like, I don't know. It was interesting.
Fascinating.
But the video always says something about the kid disappeared after this. He made this video.
The 12-year-old kid disappeared?
Like, he did not, though.
Oh.
He's like an older guy now.
He didn't disappear. He got older.
Oh.
Is he an older guy or is that
his childhood disappeared?
Other self from the other dimension.
It could be. Maybe he's a time traveler.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this was very educational and very
mind trip.
Well, what'd you learn?
He learned to sit still in these chairs and not.
I've
not
learned
lean
to keep
back.
My feet
not
on solid
Trent
ground.
Make a cardboard fire anymore.
Hey, this fire was good for about 20 minutes, and then it wasn't.
So I have nothing else. You guys ready to kick it out of here?
Ready to douse this bad boy?
I gotta go home.
This episode or that fire?
Both.
It's like
Are You Afraid of the Dark? We dump the water at the end, and that signals the end of the episode.
Okay.
This ends the meeting of the...
submitted for approval by the Horror You Know
Midnight
podcast.
Midnight Society or whatever they were called.
We call this story MK Ultra.
Wasn't it Midnight Society?
I don't know. I never watched that show.
The Midnight Society.
This ends another meeting of the Horror You Know.
Just threw another piece of cardboard on. All right, well, I'm going to fall asleep on this table. Also known as Ian.
You're
if
Ian.
If you've enjoyed this
Darren.
Drug experiment of an episode, let us know.
Say your fucking name so we can get out of here.
Oh, I'm Trent.
I'm just kidding.
I can't tell you're staring
going with it.
You're staring at him. Staring at me.
I'm looking at everybody.
On anyone.
In the dead of night,
when you see me
the moon is out,
at a brothel,
and the shadows dance, evil will rise. The world between the living and the dead is thin. So now
it's
the time to let all you know.